Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to BCL Industries Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vatsal Vinchi from Choice Equity Broking Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Rishi. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Choice Equity Broking, welcome to the Q1 FY24 post-result conference call of BCL Industries Limited. I also take this opportunity to welcome the senior management team. On today's call, we have with us Mr. Kushal Mittal, the Joint Managing Director. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I will now invite Mr. Kushal Mittal for the opening remarks to be followed by Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. A warm welcome to the earnings call for the first quarter of the financial year 2024. Firstly, I would like to thank our host, Choice Broking, for hosting this earnings day call today. Let me start by giving you the key financial highlights for the quarter. Total income for the quarter was around 430 crores, which grew by approx 14% on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the quarter was around 41 crores, which increased by 31% year-on-year, with EBITDA margin at 9.59%. The net profit was around 20 crores, which increased at 12% year-on-year, with the PAT margin standing at 4.6%. Let me clarify that out of the total income mentioned above, Svachha Distillery, our subsidiary, generated a total income for the quarter of around 96 crores, and EBITDA was around 16 crores, which is an improvement from the previous quarter. Now, coming on to the operational highlights, starting with the distillery segment, in Q1 2024, the distillery revenue grew by over 100% to 197 crore, with volume growth of around 94% to 32,808 KL. The EBITDA for this segment has grown by 113% to 37 crores, with EBITDA margins at 15.13%. The year-on-year growth was primarily driven by the sales from the newly commissioned Svachha Distillery facility. The company also commissioned its 200 KLPD ethanol-dedicated plant in July at Bathinda. The total cost of the project was around 205 crores and should give the company revenues of around 550 crores per annum moving forward. The company is experiencing an increasing demand for its country liquor brands in Punjab and is forecasted to sell over 1 million cases in this financial year, which is more than double of that compared to the previous year. On the CapEx front, the work for 100 KLPD ethanol-only plant at Svachha Distillery is ongoing. The company has received the necessary clearances for expansion, has placed all major machinery orders. Also, to hedge against the rising fuel costs, the company commissioned a boiler fired on paddy straw along with its 200 KLPD distillery in Bathinda. This will help the company in diversifying its fuel needs, as paddy straw is one of the toughest biomass to utilize and has very few buyers on the market for paddy straw. This boiler qualifies for state government scheme and SGST on the CapEx of the boiler that will be refunded. The CapEx on the boiler was around 40 crores. In the edible oil segment, there was a sharp drop in edible oil prices globally, which has led to a decrease in sales and profitability from the edible oil this quarter. The company manages inventory to avoid any losses, as many of its peers suffered losses during this quarter. Lastly, in the real estate segment, the company was able to liquidate land in the previous quarter, and regular sales are ongoing. The funds from the real estate sector will be utilized to decrease the debt of the company moving forward. With that said, I would now like to open the floor for any questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Bala Murli of Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Regarding the distillery, so in the standalone entity, you have seen a drop in margins. So what is the reason for that one? Could you please clarify on that?
What is the reason for
Drop in margins of the standalone distillery, like Bathinda unit in distillery segment?
Yes, see, one reason, as I mentioned, this financial year, we are increasing our country liquor sales and we're moving aggressively in the sector to, gain a foothold in the market. So for that, we have to price our product very competitively. So one of the reasons is due to an increase in the PML, where, profit margins are slightly lower at start as compared to bulk sales. But we're hoping that in the coming time, we'll be able to gain a stronger foothold in the market and we'll be able to take advantage of that consumer business as well. So one reason is that. And the second reason is due to, an increase in the prices of grain. So if you look on year, I don't see there is a decline. But yes, quarter on quarter, there is a decline. And these two are the reasons for that.
Okay, and regarding this FCA surplus price restrictions, so maybe we are going for maize and only damaged food grains. And there is an announcement from the government also, there is a 5 to 6 rupees increment in ethanol price, purchase price. So how this is going to impact our business, whether that 5 to 6 rupees, that can contribute directly to the bottom line or we have any pressure on the raw material procurement also because of this surplus price procurement stoppage?
The surplus price supply being stopped has come as a shock to the entire industry. Everyone has had their supplies halted due to this. And we too had, our supplies impacted due to this, but now with an increase in prices, we are able to shift our ethanol towards maize. And we as a company have always been saying that the future lies within maize, and we had good technology to be able to process maize. So when compared to our peers, I think we'll fare off better because of our expertise with maize processing and our ability to shift towards maize very quickly. But overall, I don't see our margins getting any better with this price increase because the prices of maize in the market have also increased. So the EBITDA margins won't improve any further. And the next crop is not until October, November. So it has become a little unpredictable on where the maize prices will go until then.
And just to follow up on that, even there is no chance of improvement in margins, but because of this changeover, there is no impact on margins, there is no chances of decrease in margins of the distillery. And one more thing on the...
I think what I said, let me correct you here, is that, margins of the distillery business, I don't see them going up much further than 18%. For the decrease also, I haven't made a statement yet. I think it's a situation that's changing on a daily basis, so I wouldn't want to comment on it as of now.
Okay. And lastly, on this boiler which we have commissioned, so earlier we were expecting that there is a saving of around 2 rupees per liter. So I think we are on track of that, so we can have an advantage of that in the bottom line from this quarter onwards.
Yes, of course. See, the things, things like the paddy straw boiler and being able to process maize will help us be more efficient as compared to our peers, have better margins as compared to our peers. So that will help because the supply of FCI's rice being stopped has come as a shock to the industry. But, you know, okay. Once, now actually has, the way I look at it is now it's an open playing field that, you know, you have to procure from the market. And this is where our company's expertise in the grain sector will be of advantage to us.
Okay. And lastly, in Swaksha, is there any chances of improvement in the volumes or revenue from the, as of this quarter we have done 95 crores. Usually it will be 200 KLPD, we can do around 150 crores.
In Swaksha, what currently we're experiencing that due to the new excise policy in Bengal, you know, ENA demand is not as robust as it used to be. There are two reasons for that. One, the prices of country liquor have been increased significantly in Bengal, which has led to a decline in sale of country liquor in the state. And secondly, the government has imposed an export fee for ENA going out of state. So that has, you know, decreased the demand from states out of Bengal. But we expect this to get better in the coming months. We're in talks to have this export fee waived off, and once you know the once the temperature starts decreasing, the consumption of spirit goes up. So we expect this to improve. But for now, there is the demand for ENA is not as robust as we would have liked. But moving forward, keeping that in mind, we were installing additional ethanol capacity. So when there is not much demand for ENA, we'd be able to produce 100% ethanol if needed. And there is very good demand for ethanol in the state.
Okay. And lastly, on edible oil, so the inventory which we have is of a reasonable price or it still we have high cost inventory edible oil?
See, markets have improved significantly. Since my last con call and since the last quarter. So, I think the pricing of the inventory, we are much more comfortable now than we were before.
Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Narendra from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a strong set of numbers. So, can you give us a number of what was the sale from bottling revenue in FY23? Your country liquors. No, FY23.
FY23 for the entire of last year.
Yeah.
So I think for the entirety of last year, our bottling revenues were around, I'd say, 50 to 60 crores. I don't have the exact figure with me right now. But for the first quarter of this financial year, we were able to do about 23 crores in our country liquor segment. So we are seeing our country liquor demand more than doubling as opposed to last year. So that is a big positive for us.
So we could see around 100-120 crores from this segment this year, right?
Yes, we are aiming for around 100.
Okay. And any goal to go outside of Punjab, or is it will we be limited inside Punjab?
No, see, with state excise, it's moving out of one state. It's like moving to a brand new country with a whole new policy and everything. So for now, our concentration is in Punjab itself. And there's a huge scope of growth in just Punjab. So right now, I think we capture about 10-12% of Punjab's country liquor market. So first would be to, increase this percentage. And only then we'll look to, if needed, we'll look to go out of state. But not for now.
Okay. So my second question would be regarding the capacity utilization for the new 200 KLPD capacity that you have set up. So what was it? I mean, 2 months have passed since one and a half months has passed since you commissioned that facility. So any number you would like to share?
Unfortunately, when we came to commissioning, the FCI policy changed. So we had a raw material shortage briefly. The plant went into a shutdown for some time. But with, you know, the maize prices being revised and us being able to procure maize, now the capacity utilization currently as we speak is around 70 to 80%, and by, you know, in a week's time we expect it to go to 100%.
Okay. And that's Vaksha CapEx, when do we expect it to come, you know, to be commissioned?
So our target is to commission it in December of this year.
Okay, okay. So what would be the utilization there?
So you know, ideally post commissioning we expect 100% capacity utilization. If we don't run into any troubles, which I don't foresee us running into.
Okay. And in this Vaksha plant, you know, we had good margins this quarter, I believe, 16-17%, I guess. So is that sustainable, or you know, because in the last call you had guided a 15% margin. So is this margin sustainable?
Yes, I think you know, 15 to 18% is a good range that we can strive for from the distillery sector. So I think, yeah, 16, we did 16.3 last quarter, so I think we're trying to sustain that.
Okay, okay. And the Bathinda margin, so when could we see the normalization, you know, going towards 15-16%? You said that your liquor sales are, country liquor sales are kind of put pressure on the margin. So when could you see that going up?
See, we had an EBITDA margin of 14.13% last quarter, which you know, is not that bad. So for the country liquor for this year, the entirety of this year, we'll be pricing our product very, very aggressively to gain a, you know, stronger foothold in the market. But overall, I do expect this margin to improve slightly with the new power plant coming into play.
Okay, so the FY24 margins could be around 15-16%. Is it fair to assume that? Overall,
the 15-18%, it could improve also.
Okay. Thank you. I'll follow.
With the new crop coming in, you know, in November, I the prices of raw material could decrease. So, you know, it would be hard for me to give you like 1 or 2 percentage points. I'd say 15-18 is a decent range.
Okay. And just a clarification regarding the maize being used in the distillery. So it gives us a higher yield, I believe, for DDGS. Am I right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So so that could you know, offset the increased cost a bit, right?
No, not exactly, because although the yield is higher, the protein percentage in maize DDGS is a lot lower. So it's the selling price per kg is much lower. And another issue with Indian maize is that, you know, since India as an economy doesn't have the best grain handling facilities available to farmers. So what we see is, you know, when a farmer harvests the maize, the moisture content is usually quite high. And if there is no facility for the farmer or, you know, the trader to dry this maize soon after, the aflatoxin increases in the crop, which results in a higher increase of aflatoxin in DDGS. So for maize DDGS, everyone in the country has a problem that the aflatoxin increases. So that decreases the demand for export of DDGS. You know, our Bengal unit, we used to have a good demand for export out of country for rice DDGS, which is not the case for maize DDGS due to this reason. So as the cultivation of maize increases in the country, as the farmers get a better price for maize, we expect these problems to be solved, but that's not until a year or two from now. That's a long-term process.
Okay. Got it. I fall back to your side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti of Manya Finance. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, Kushalji. Congratulations on good refinery numbers. And again, thank you for giving this to small as the company has done before also. Few of the questions were, am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. One, what was the capacity utilization in Swachha plant? And going forward, when will we get it to 100% capacity?
See, the capacity utilization was between 90 to 95%. As I said, the demand for ENA is not the best in the state at the moment, but we expect it to increase October onwards. You know, in the colder months, the sale increases of country liquor in the state. And also, we are expanding our ethanol capacity so that, you know, when there is not enough ENA demand in the state, then the entirety of the production can be used towards manufacturing ethanol, and there is good demand for that. So we're striving towards bringing that unit to 100% capacity utilization.
Yeah, in the investor presentation, I could see that ethanol this has.
Yes.
So how much?
Excuse me, sir. Your voice is breaking. Can you please be in the?
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Yes, you are.
Hello.
Sir, go ahead.
Yeah. What is the percentage of ENA and ethanol sale in Bathinda and Swachha?
See, Bathinda for last quarter, I'd be around 50-50. For Swachha, ethanol sales would be around 70-75%.
Ethanol sales are 75%.
Right.
And going ahead, maybe October onwards, that will come down to 50-50 or maybe higher up for ENA?
50-50.
Okay. And with this price increase after the FCI ban, ethanol, will our margins be intact?
We are striving, you know, to have similar margins continue. But, you know, as I mentioned, it is a situation that's changing on a daily basis. Right now, we don't know whether FCI will resume their rice supply or not. So even if there is a rumor in the market that the FCI will start resuming their rice supplies to distilleries, we see that, you know, prices start to decrease a little for maize, because now traders have started holding on to a stock, forecasting that there will be a further increase in the price for maize in the market. So let's see how the grain prices play out in the market. We are to benefit as opposed to our peers due to our good experience in grain purchase and handling and processing of maize. So we're quite optimistic on that front. But yes, it is a huge shock to the system that a sudden decision was made overnight when the next crop is not to arrive until November. So let's see. But right, we are hoping to sustain our margin.
Okay. And what are the current prices of maize and rice which we are procuring at?
So we're currently only operating on maize. So our procurement prices are around 20 rupees to 21 rupees a kg.
Oh, that's good. Okay. And we expect this price to come down if FCI resumes?
If the FCI is to resume the supply, we expect this price to decrease, because, you know, then the distillers across the country have an alternate raw material source.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Sorry, I missed that last line.
So if, you know, if FCI is to resume supply to distilleries, then we expect the maize price to decrease slightly, because then the, you know, buyers have an alternate raw material.
Right. And for this year, the paddy prices are, which we'll be procuring for the entire year for the boiler?
Paddy will arrive, you know, because of early monsoon, paddy crop will arrive by late October or November this year.
Okay, so when we will be buying for boiler, we will be buying...
That's paddy straw. We've done the contract for the entire year. So, like, for example, this year, our purchase was at 2 rupees 51 paisa for the entire year up to. So, the next year, I've done a contract for 2 rupees 63 paisa for the entire year. So,
okay.
Not much of an increase in the price.
Right, and the same quantity, or is there any hike in the quantity?
Increased quantity, because So this year, you know, we didn't have full working months. So next year we'll be consuming about 110,000 tons of paddy straw for the entire year.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Great. And one question about the debt situation. How much is the debt right now, the gross debt?
The debt. So for working capital, if you include Swaksha, it is around 205 crores for the edible oil unit at Bathinda, the distillery at Bathinda, and Swaksha Distillery Limited. And if we are to talk about the term loans, we have about three and a half crores outstanding on our existing 200 KLPD distillery at Bathinda. Rest has all been paid. We have taken 120 crore loans for the expansion from Canara Bank, for which the applicable interest rate would be around 4% after the interest subvention scheme. And there are two term loans in Swaksha Distillery of about 80 crores, out of which 35 crores is under the interest subvention scheme, and the rest are small, you know, vehicle loans and everything else.
Right, great, that's what. Okay, and what about the edible oil prices going ahead?
Mr. Sancheti, your voice is breaking.
Am I audible now?
Yes, you're audible now.
Yeah. But or if you want, you can come back in the queue.
Okay, I'll come back in the queue. I'll try and return back in the queue. Thank you, Kushalji.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shikha Kapoor of Omkara Capital.
Thanks for taking my question. Kushal, two questions. One, can you explain the economics of recovery of ethanol from maize? I understand from rice, it works about 450 liters per ton. So one is if you can explain that economics from maize and how much it is deducted.
It's around, ethanol is around 380 to 385 liters for a ton of maize. And the recovery of TDGS is around 21 to 22% for a ton.
In value terms, for example, if you procure maize for 20 rupees a kg, DDGS would be what, like 5 rupees per kg?
DDGS is 21 rupees a kg.
Okay. And what's your procurement price of maize?
Procurement price, you know, I'd say around 20 rupees average.
Okay. Secondly, also, are your facilities at Swaksha fungible? For example, you mentioned that demand for ENA is down because of excise fee. So, how flexible is it to shift from ENA to ethanol?
See, for ethanol, we are currently producing about 160 to 165 KL per day, and the rest of the capacity is towards ENA. We can't produce more than 160 to 165 of ethanol a day.
Okay.
Per day. So we're trying to bring that to 100%, which will be done with the expansion.
Sure. And the capacities, I just wanted to reconfirm, Swaksha right now is 200 KLPD, which would be increased to 300 by December. That's what you said.
Yes.
And for Bathinda, it's currently at 400, which would remain at 400 for the entire year.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta of Maximal Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Kushal. Thanks for taking my question. So first is, just from my understanding, when we are procuring for maize, do we see any impact on our overall volumes because of, I understand the teething issues, but once we have now started using maize, so do we see any impact on the volumes that we produce because of non-availability of maize or availability of some maize at a very high price, which we may not like, things like that?
For now, I think we are sitting in a better position, and we don't forecast that big of a problem. Because, you know, when the FCI stopped their rice supply, I think we were able to realize that now maize would be their target. And we ended up, you know, doing a lot of forward contracts as much as possible. Because at that time, there were not many buyers for the damaged maize in the market. So that has worked out to our benefit. So for now, it's working well for us.
No, I mean, one time is fine, but on a sustainable basis and for your 700 KLPD, you know, now everyone would want to go for maize, a lot of other players as well. So is it a problem to procure for the entire 700 KLPD by end of this year? Let's say FCI does not resume, then do we see an impact on the...
Yeah, so we're forecasting a good paddy crop this year as well. And, the price that the farmers have got for their maize crop this year, we expect even the cultivation of maize to also increase. The thing that has happened in India is a lot of this rice and maize, both have been allowed to be exported freely. It wasn't that India had a deficit. It was just that a lot of this rice was exported, a lot of maize was exported. And this, you know, now as we see in the raw rice export has been banned. And similarly, if farmers and traders get a good price for maize domestically, then there's no need to export. So with an increase in the maize price, within an export ban on raw rice, we expect, with the new crop, we expect, raw material to be available. And also to put this in perspective, currently the FCI also, if you look at FCI, they're not sitting on a deficit stock in any terms. They have a stock of 243 lakh tons of rice against their buffer norms of 135. So they do have excess stock. And the grain-based distilleries were only, they were allocated for 34 lakh tons, out of which I think about 14 lakh tons was given. So about 20 lakh tons was left to be given. So the quantity required by the ethanol sector from grains is not that big for a country like India. But yes, for you to shift from one raw material to another, an entire ecosystem needs to be changed. So that does take some time, and there might be some teething issues along the way, but we don't expect this to be a problem in the long run.
Understood. And on the margin side now, you know, assuming that, you know, again, this FCI does not resume, you know, I understand that you said that your target is to 15% to 18%, but then, you know, maize itself will be having a widely fluctuating price as opposed to FCI rice, which was, you know, not so much of volatility we had seen in that price. So how do you see that? Because, you know, then, you know, at one point of time, my maize price could be very high or low. I'm not just talking about this season, which might be good, but, you know, in the long run, you know, this can have a lot of volatility in your margins also, right?
Yes, it could. There is no doubt about that. But, you know, we are quite hopeful that when there is a significant increase in the raw material prices, the OMCs in the past have reacted accordingly and increased the price of ethanol. So, you know, if there was to be another huge increase in the price of maize, let's say, we do expect the price of ethanol to be revised accordingly. And secondly, we are in a much, much better position than our competitors. I can say that with full confidence. And, you know, this will be shown in our numbers moving forward, I'm sure.
Understood. And this boiler margin impact, which was, I think, 2 or 4 rupees per liter, 2 rupees per liter, I guess. So that hasn't shown yet, right? So that would be an additional over this 15% that we have got this month.
Yes, that hasn't, come into the numbers. From quarter 2 onwards, it will start showing, but not to the full effect, because, you know, initially we did run into some trouble commissioning it. As I speak, we're working that boiler at 100% capacity utilization now. But there were times in this quarter when, it didn't operate to its capacity.
So that's only for the 400 KLPD, right? Out of, so Suska will not benefit anyways.
No, Suska will not benefit, and also not the entire 400 KLPD. about 60% of the capacity of the farm.
Okay. On the 240 KLPD, you can get a benefit.
Yes.
And you also had a plan of further expansion in Bathinda of, I think, 150 KLPD next year or something like that. So is that, going on, or is that...
The file has been moved for environmental clearance. We are not fast-tracking it, to be completely honest with you. We want to see how the ethanol policy plays out in the next 6 months or so before making a final decision on that expansion.
Understood. So total debt, just to understand this, it's 120 plus 85. So around 200 crore of term loan is there apart from the working capital debt, right?
Right. And then there are some vehicle loans for tankers. And we have two lease rent discounting for rented out buildings, which amounts to about 20 crores.
Okay. Do we have any non-core assets right now, like in real estate or somewhere where we can sell something in one shot to sort of decrease that, and also the preferential amount which is left? So net of these two optionalities, how much would it get reduced to?
The target for the company is to, you know, the term loans that are on the books that are not under the interest subvention scheme, we wish to pay them off as soon as possible. So yes, the money that will be coming from the preferential, some of it would be utilized towards modernizing our 200 KLPD plant at Bathinda, the existing plant, because, you know, ENA quality norms have changed since the plant was set up in 2011 and it needs a revamp. So some of it would go towards that, and the rest would go towards paying off the debt on the book that is not under the interest subvention scheme.
And any non-core assets that we have?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sorry. I'll get into the queue.
Oh, yeah. There are other people also waiting in the queue. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Imran from Longbow India Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. Sir, my question is on your, you know, the expansion that you are doing at Swachha Distillery. You are putting about 100 KL, you know, capacity specifically for ethanol. And given the environment, you know, in West Bengal, how do you think about it, and how do you mitigate the risk of, you know, availability of raw material?
The raw material and availability in Bengal is, you know, very good. It's the highest producer of paddy in the country. And for that reason, we chose to expand in the state. What happened was, you know, a lot of the grain was exported out of Bengal, which caused, you know, lack of availability of rice, to put it clearly. Broken rice was mostly gone to China, and they bought a huge amount. So moving forward, the demand for ethanol in Bengal is good, and I expect with in the coming times that export will be less out of the state and more raw material would be available for companies like that.
Right, and this seems like a, you know, long term trend, but in the short term, maybe in the immediate term, I have been at least calling the, you know, the dealers and the mills in West Bengal, and I got to know that there is basically no broken rice available for sale. Is it the same thing that you see in West Bengal,
or
reading too much?
There is no, there's not much availability of broken rice, and we're operating 100% on maize. And that is, you know, we don't mind that as BCL. We have the ability to work 100% on maize, and we're doing so. But I can't say that for all the competitors.
And maize is available, maize availability is, you know, fairly decent in West Bengal right now.
Yes, we don't have any issues as of now.
All right. The second question is on, it's a very broad question, basically. You know, what kind of pressure do you think the ethanol blending program is, you know, putting on the broken rice and FCI rice availability in the country? If you can just share your thoughts on this.
FCI rice availability, I would say no pressure at all. As I've mentioned earlier, FCI is sitting on 243 lakh tons of stock against their buffer norms of 135 lakhs. And the entire year allocation towards the ethanol industry was around 34 lakhs. So I don't see that, you know, I don't see ethanol being any reason that FCI will be deficit of stock. Firstly, I would like to make that statement very clear. Secondly, that I think it's a very good thing that because of ethanol that there is an increased demand for broken rice in the country. As you know, that trickles down to the farmer. When a rice miller gets a very good price for his husk or his broken rice, he's more likely to procure the paddy at a higher cost from the local mandis, which directly benefits the farmers. So, you know, the ethanol industry has worked very well in the sense that, you know, in increasing the farmers' income. You see, rice mills have come back into being profitable. And that's mainly because the byproduct prices have increased significantly due to an increased demand, which directly benefits the farmer. If, you know, if 70% of the population is, you know, indirectly or directly linked to the agriculture sector, and the price of a commodity increases because of increase in demand, I see that as a very good thing for the country as a whole.
Right, sir. I appreciate that. My point was on, you know, more of the supply volumes rather than the prices. I know the prices, farmers will get good price. We will have some hit on the margins, but that is okay. But the more important point is the availability. You know, what percentage of it is broken rice?
There will be an availability. As I'm trying to say, India is a huge country and the demand for grain from the ethanol sector isn't as huge. If today, you know, the if let's say if the government, we move towards the 500 crore liter target that the government has set from the grain-based ethanol sector, the requirement is about 14 million metric tons of maize, which is not that big for the country. Once the farmers start getting a good price for their maize, then the cultivation will increase. So as I said, there might be, you know, some issues down the line, but 1 or 2 years, you know, it is not that big of a demand.
Right. Okay. Okay. Can you, last thing, can you share the prices maybe for broken rice in West Bengal if that information is available? Otherwise,
we're not in the market, so I can't comment.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants are requested to restrict 2 questions per participant. And participants, if you have a question, please press star and 1 on your phone now. We have the next question from the line of Anirban Manna from, he's an individual investor.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So last time we have guided for FY24, 100 crores of revenue from oil sector and 150 crores of revenue from distillery. So are we on track according to the current scenario?
That would be too low for a company like us. I think the edible oil sector has gone through a hiccup, but still we are hoping to do about 1,000 crores to 1,200 crores of revenue and about same of that from the distillery sector. So I am revising the edible oil sector number downwards, but still we're hoping to achieve at least 1,000 crores.
Okay, distillery. Okay, would be 1,000 crores. Means it has been reduced from 1,500 crores to 1,000 crores, right?
That has also been decreased because, you know, 1 month ethanol production was stopped because of the FCI issue, and secondly, we'll also be taking a shutdown for revamping the 200 KLPD ENA plant at Bathinda.
All right, got it. Yeah, that was my question only. Thanks. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the question from the line of Bala Murli from Oman Investment Advisors.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Could you please explain the unit of economics of this maize, raw material as maize, and what is the mix of the raw material which you are using? Earlier you further told that the conversion cost will be around 18 rupees per liter. Or broken rice or FPI rice. So how it will be for maize and is there any impact on the output also?
See, we are working 100% on maize. As I mentioned, you can expect about 380 to 385 recovery per ton from maize and about 20% in DDGS recovery. Further, talking about the processing costs and everything, I would not like to go into too much depth as of now, as we are we are producing it very efficiently, and I wouldn't want to bring out too many numbers out in the public. But I'd still say that with the current market scenario, we're fine.
Okay, and one more thing on CapEx side. So you have that Bagenda expansion plans and also some green energy expansion plans that you told earlier. So if you are delaying this Bagenda expansion, then any other segment you are looking for a CapEx capacity?
See, there are a couple of things that the company is looking at to further expand if we don't do the 150 expansion at Bagenda and Ethno. I think it's too early for me to say anything right now. With the changing environment, our target is to operate our plants as efficiently as possible given the current disturbances with the FCI rise and everything. And secondly, to bring the 700 into production.
Okay, and lastly on this Bagenda old plant shut down. So when it will be and how many days it will be? And at that time, I think the new plant will come as is.
It's not under shutdown. We will be taking the shutdown. Still figuring that out will probably be in the month of October for about a month.
So at that time, both plants will be under shutdown?
No, during that time, the new ethanol plant will still be operating. The old 200 KLPD plant will be under shutdown.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may press star and one. We have the question from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, just on this shutdown and this revision of the guidance, I think we have already done 200, almost 180 crores this quarter without the benefit of 200 from Bagenda and the Sweska, which will come in maybe in the last quarter. So maybe last quarter, what is the sort of the top line guidance, sir?
For Bagenda, we did 146 crores and for Sweska, we've done 95 crores.
Yes. So for this last quarter, quarter four, what should be the top line guidance from distillery, sir?
For the last quarter?
Quarter 4 of this financial year, because that time you will have Sweska plus you won't have any shutdown and hopefully, not any FCI issues also.
See, that is too forward of a statement for me to make right now because that all depends on if we're able to commission the 100 KLPD by December, which is an aggressive target, to be honest. We're working towards it. God willing, everything works out, then I'd say, we can aim for about 400 crores. But it all depends on a lot of situations. So really, I can't predict that much right now.
So either last quarter or let's say quarter one of next year, we can reach this.
I'd rather make a statement for the entire financial year than quarter wise, because there are a lot of things that can happen in a quarter, and it's too short term of a period in our industry to make a prediction for. So for the entirety of next year, we can aim for about 1300 crores. Of revenue, 1,300 to 1,400 crores.
Understood. And sir, just a follow-up on my previous question was this, do we have any non-core real estate, etc., which we can sell to bring down the debt in one shot?
There is nothing else of that.
Okay. And on the distillery side, now, there has been a lot of negative volatility. So, Now, from here, what do we sort of expect going forward, you know, in the coming quarters in terms of both top line and EBITDA?
As I mentioned, we are aiming to do 15% to 18% of EBITDA from our display sector. We're trying to sustain these numbers given the current market scenario.
Sir, I'm talking about the edible oil business.
Oh, edible oil business. Edible oil business, I'd say aiming for 4.5% of EBITDA margin.
Okay. Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one on your phone. Participants, if you have a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kushal Mittal for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in this earnings call. I hope I was able to answer your question satisfactorily and at the same time offer insights into our business. If you have any further questions or would you like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations managers at Valorem Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Choice Equity Broking Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.